Welcome to Conversations with Cynthia. Cynthia Hyatt is a relationship expert, executive consultant, and life management coach. Cynthia Hyatt uses her 30 years of experience as a licensed psychotherapist to now offer in-office or concierge services through executive life coaching, consulting, and image management in order to help you be your own best version. Cynthia also specializes in speaking to groups worldwide about how to be successful in relationships, as well as artfully handling life's challenges. She has had many opportunities to present numerous educational seminars and lectures on a variety of motivational, inspirational, and mental health topics around the world. Please take a moment to visit her website at CynthiaHyatt.com. That's Cynthia, H-I-E-T-T.com. Her Facebook page at Cynthia Hyatt Incorporated for current events, updates, and inspiration during your week, as well as all social media platforms. You can hear this show as a podcast on iTunes and many other podcast services. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Now, with today's fresh insight, here's Cynthia Hyatt.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I always look forward to this, and I love the fact that I get to do radio because it just can reach so many people. And at the same time, you don't have to like dress up and drive somewhere to hear what someone's trying to teach you. And so I'm so glad that you have tuned in. And thank you also for letting your friends and family know about it. So today I want to talk about this idea. I mean, I'm sure you've heard this before, or maybe you've said it before. Why don't you believe me? Why don't you believe me? And it's very uncomfortable and it's very hurtful when we feel like nobody's believing us or nobody's really honoring our word. And so I want you to think first and foremost about part of the underbelly of this, and that is that everything is a risk. Everything, really, is a risk. And I want you to ask yourself, are you a good risk? Now, I work really hard at being a good risk for people. And so when I have people in sessions, when I am talking with them on the phone, you know, any of these types of this kind of thing, I am very, very clear about what I'm doing. And that is helping this person in front of me. So I'm not thinking other things. I'm not trying to like, you know, take a phone call and say, hey, just hang on. I just got to take this phone call. You know, when I am with a person, it's all about them. It's really for them. And so that makes me a good risk. On top of the fact that everything I do is confidential. And so that also helps the person be able to risk. And so I want you to ask yourself, why don't you believe in me? So if I say to my husband, why don't you believe in me? Why don't you believe me? Well, what does that mean? If I say to my friends, what if I said to my all of my clients, you know, why don't you believe me? Well, what that has a lot to do with is the platform that I've built and the way that I do my life. So people can relax and know that, hey, Cynthia's not a big risk. And that's a really important thing. And so when we are wanting to love people, be with people, attach to people, we want to first make sure that we're a good risk. Because the problem is, if I'm not a good risk, and I pretend like I am, then it makes it even harder if I'm wanting to try again. Because they've already decided that I might not be a very good risk. So ask yourself, why would people believe in you? Why would they not believe in you? See, I know I can believe in God. I know I can hold him accountable for his words. I know he likes me to challenge him, but I don't ever disrespect him. I have to infiltrate my conversations with trust. Though I may not understand, I do believe him. And I trust him. And that's one of the ways that I honor God, is I trust him. See, it's painful when people don't believe you. I know how that feels. When you really are trying to get someone to understand what actually happened and they don't want to hear anything about it. They've already made up their mind. That's the way it's going to go. So believing anything is always a risk, right? Think about that. I mean, I believe in the traffic light system here in Phoenix. I believe that my computer is going to work, even though it didn't really want to last week. So I believe in the food that I buy at the store. I believe in my doctors, my dentist. How about the person that helps me with my workouts? What about the bank? And so believing anything is risky. So many times we don't even think about it. We just assume that it's all going to be fine. It's all going to work out. And in a lot of ways, here in America, it still does. So sometimes, maybe, people shouldn't believe in me. See, I've let people down before. Now, maybe you lied to someone and they have difficulty with trust now. And many times, the not difficulty with trust moves into other areas of our lives and it overlaps. So it becomes an experience with someone that's attempting maybe to do good, but doesn't have a great track record with us. And so this is the part of belief, and belief is very important. So I'm not saying to you, I want you to believe things that you know are crazy, all right? That's not healthy. What we want to do, though, is first and foremost be a good risk as a person. And so I work really hard with friends, with family, neighbors, my cat, our new dog, which is a doll, and I can't wait to show you pictures of him. So the cat's not happy, but we're getting through that. So it's really this idea of, do we trust something? Do I trust the car is going to start? Do I trust that my doctor gave me the right, you know, medication or did the right surgery? Whatever it was, do I trust the bank? So I've been let down several times. You know, maybe you've been lied to by someone and now you have difficulty with trust. And so difficulty with trust moves into other areas of our lives. And we overlap about experience with someone that's maybe attempting to do good to us. See, what happens is that experience of trusting someone and it didn't work moves into the next person that you talk to, the next person that you start to have a relationship with. So this is why it's difficult if you have messed up to fix it. It's difficult to fix it. You can mess up and it can take maybe 2 minutes to mess up and it might take 2 years to rebuild it. So I want you to be thinking about this. Then, you know, we believe that the next day will come. When you go to sleep, you believe your car is going to work. When you wake up, when you get in, you know, into the car, you believe that it's not going to have a flat tire. Then you go to your office, you still have a job. You believe that you're going to keep the job. And when you lay down to go to sleep, you believe you'll be safe. See, sleeping is the most dangerous thing any human could do, any mammal could do, because this is when you're at the most vulnerable. So when people don't trust your intentions and they keep challenging them, if the relationship is important to you, then you might have to keep proving it to them. Now, at some point, if you are not in the wrong, if you are in the wrong, then you do need to keep proving and proving and proving until they're okay. But if you didn't do anything wrong and they just don't trust you because of their own problems, then the best thing that you could do is be kind to them. Hang in there. You know, really recognize that, hey, this is a struggle. This is a wound that this person has that I didn't create. And I need to be careful to not make the wound worse. And so this is where maybe it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's just, you know, not going to happen. Maybe it's a feeling, you know, or a thought. It can be both, that we're thinking, hey, this is not going to ever happen again. I'm never going to let that happen to me again. Nobody's going to do that to me again. And then you go into a relationship again and it gets a little messy. So maybe the disbelief hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe you are going to be able to make sure that people see enough about you that they are willing to trust you. See, I think we can trust, but you have to understand that while I'm waiting to see if something bad's going to happen, I'm still trying to trust. And this is where we have to say to ourselves, how much distrust or mistrust am I going to bring into my life and into my relationships? Because it's exhausting. You know, if every time you meet somebody, you immediately decide that they're not a good person and they're going to have to prove it to you, that's a lot of work on their end and on yours. So there's many variables when you think about Christ and how people needed to believe in him. And it wasn't until he died that they actually believed in his love. And see, we're still frustrated with that, and we still struggle with whether or not God loves us. And we keep going back to childlike areas of our lives to say that we can't believe it. Nah, it's like if only then. If he did this, if he did that, if God showed up like this, then I could believe him. So don't we have that issue sometimes with kids? How many things you do for them, no matter how many times you rescue them, no matter how many things you buy for them, no matter how many sacrifices you make for them, they want more. They don't believe it. And so this is where we have to think about it. Wow, I think they're going to do it, but if this happens, then they aren't going to do it, and they didn't really want to do it. And so now I really know who that person is. So they test you. And they say, well, if you really did this, then I would know you really loved me. Right? And so even though you've loved them, their fright still rises. So I believe in a lot of humans. And that doesn't mean I'm not surprised when they mess up. And I think believing in something strengthens all kinds of different things, and it helps things to come to fruition. I think that people need to be trusted until they're not trustworthy anymore. So, you know, it's that old saying, you know, trust but verify, right? So this is where we're going to be talking more about this issue of trust and how you can be believable. Well, welcome back. This is Conversations with Cynthia. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting your friends know about it as well. And I'm excited because we are doing some new things, and I'm hoping to have a YouTube channel up within the next month. And that will be very exciting. And I'll keep you posted on all of those different things that are coming. And so we're talking today about belief. We're talking about believing something. And I want you to consider how many things you believe without even knowing that you're doing it. Like, we believe that our car will start. We believe the sun is still going to be in the sky. We believe the stars and moons come when the moon comes when we go to sleep at night. We believe that the grocery store is giving us good food, right? We believe that the bank is managing our money. I mean, these are big things to trust people with. So I want you to think about how much trust you're willing to give away to maybe some things that might not be so trustworthy. So I want you to be looking into your life and saying, am I just tolerating this person because I kind of like them, but I don't really even trust them at all? Am I a trustworthy person? Can people settle down and relax and know, hey, she's not going to harm me? She's not going to steal from me. She's not going to throw me out. Any of these types of things. And so I know I can believe in God, and I know I can hold him accountable to his words. And I know he likes it when I challenge him. And so believing anything is always a risk. You know, well, sometimes maybe people shouldn't believe me, right? Maybe I've messed up. Maybe I thought I could pull it off and I didn't. See, I've let people down. How about maybe someday, sometime you have lied to someone and now they've learned about it. So they have a lot of difficulty with trust. And many times, not difficulty with trust moves into other areas of our lives, and we overlap experiences with someone that is attempting maybe to do good to us. So have you ever been with someone that they were so nice and really put together and you really were enjoying them, and all of a sudden you're like, this is too good to be true. I can't believe this. See, belief is important. You believe the next day will come when you go to sleep at night. You believe your car is going to work when you get in it. You believe that when you get to the office, you still have a job. You believe that when you lay down to go to sleep, you're safe. And see, that is one of the anomalies of belief, is that sleeping is the most dangerous thing we could ever endeavor upon. So when people maybe don't trust your intentions, I want you to keep challenging them. Now, if that is if the relationship is important to you. So if they keep wanting you to prove it, and they just say where you didn't do it, here or there, or but you could have done this and you should have done that, and all these different types of things, and it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, it's one of these things that you might want to say to yourself, this may be a person that doesn't have enough faith in anything. And they keep wanting to believe in something, but they're too afraid and they're too scared. If that's the case, that's hard to have a relationship with that person, because you are constantly going to have to prove yourself. And if they keep wanting you to prove it, and they just say where you didn't do it, here or there, it hasn't happened yet, maybe it's just not going to happen. So it's a feeling, I think, it can be both. I think we can trust while we're waiting to see if it's going to happen. And I think we can also, you know, that saying, that famous saying, trust but verify. And so there are many variables when you think about Christ and how people needed to believe in him. And it wasn't until he died that they believed in his love. And some people to this day still don't. And see, we're still frustrated with that. We still struggle with whether or not God really loves us. Can I really trust God? And we keep going back to childlike areas of our lives, maybe, you know, saying that we can't believe it, or I can believe it if and only then, right? We don't have that issue sometimes with kids, no matter how many things we do for them, no matter how many times you rescue them, no matter how many things you buy for them, no matter how many sacrifices you make for them, they want more and don't believe it. And this is where I want you to think about, wow, it gets into this like compromise where I'll do it if you did this, then I'll really know that you love me. So they test you. And they say, well, if you really did this, then I would really know you loved me. And wow. What happens is, no matter what you did, they still don't trust. See, I believe in a lot of humans. That doesn't mean I'm not surprised when they mess up. I think believing in something strengthens, you know, whatever the disability might be, and helps that person overcome some of that. We all need to be believed in. It's one of the things that we just need. And so believing in something about a person that's positive, right, really strengthens them. And it also strengthens you. It doesn't always feel like I trust the person, or that it always feels like I'm going to be okay, but it's a risk that's very important to take. And I don't want you to miss out on relationship, on being seen, on being understood, being wanted, right? I don't want you to miss out on that because you're afraid that you can't believe somebody. See, there's a lot of people I believed, and I don't believe them anymore. It's, you know, I kind of make it that simple. It doesn't mean it didn't hurt. And it doesn't mean that I'm totally okay with it. It means that I can move forward. And I don't have to let that incident take all the joy of my life away. And I'm not going to use that incident where I was really maybe, you know, harmed emotionally or spiritually or whatever that was. I'm going to make sure that I say, this isn't what everybody is like. See, if everybody were bad people, think about that. Would you be going to the store? Would you be calling people to go to dinner with them? Would you be having friends if everybody was a bad person? So we have to really think about this. How you need to understand what you're believing is a big part of this. It doesn't mean that I always trust somebody. It doesn't mean that I'm going to never forgive them if they hurt my feelings. It means that I'm always going to be okay. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't take time to be okay. But it means that the way that God made us, He made it possible for us to get over things and to get new experiences and to see things differently and to be able to forgive others as well as forgiving yourself. And so I want you to think about this. How would you feel if you had to prove yourself time and time and time again? And it seems that no matter what you do, it never lingers and it's not good enough. And you have to keep doing it so that the person actually believes it, but they can't seem to hold on to the belief. So I want you to think about this. Why would that be? Why would a person be able to hold on to the belief that you're a good person while you're with them, but as soon as you're gone, they don't believe it anymore? So they constantly need reinforcement. Well, what we would know about this person is that maybe there's a lot of hurt in the past. Maybe they don't know how to get the help they need. This is Cynthia Hyatt with Conversations with Cynthia. Join me in the next segment as we talk more about this idea of belief. Well, welcome to Conversations with Cynthia. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And thank you for sharing the website and all that we have on Instagram with your friends and family. I really do appreciate that. And we're talking today about belief. And what do we do with that noun, right? And maybe it's a verb sometimes. And what do we do with this word belief? Do I believe you? Do you believe me? Do you believe that? I mean, it goes on all over the place. When you think about when you wake up in the morning, you had believed that when you went to sleep that you believed you would wake up. So we want to be really aware of the fact that everything really is a risk, either good or bad or, you know, indifferent. But really, truly, humans, every human is a risk. Animals are a risk. Jobs could be a risk. Driving our car is a risk. So when we think about everything pretty much is a risk, I want you to ask yourself, are you a good risk? See, we talked earlier in the show today that I'm very committed to making sure that people that come into my office and are really wanting to work on being healed, strengthened, understand themselves better, to really be the best version of who they could be. What you want to think about is that person is risking when they walk into my office. It's a risk. Now, it's not so much a risk for me, but it is a risk for them. Because once we say something out loud, it's kind of hard to take it back, right? I mean, I know I've had those times when I thought, why did I let that come out of my mouth? That was not smart. So I want you to think about this. I know I can believe in God, and I know I can hold Him accountable for His words, and I know He likes me to challenge Him. However, I also don't disrespect Him. And so I have to infiltrate my conversations with trust, even though I may not understand that anything about Him or believe in Him, I trust Him. And I want you to think about how it feels when people don't believe in you. They don't trust you. They don't respect you. They don't honor you. Well, this is one of those qualities that occur because fear makes things very scary. And believing in someone means that you can be let down. And that's very scary to the majority of us as people. So belief is important. You know, you believe that the next day will come. You believe that when you go to sleep, you're going to wake up and you're going to be fine. You believe all these things about your friends, about your family. You believe things about your neighbors. You believe things about your car. See, we believe all kinds of things. And what happens is there's a lot of variables when you think about Christ and how people need to believe in him. And it wasn't until he died they actually believed in how much Christ loved them. But there's still those parts of us that sometimes don't believe it, even though we know it. We know it in our head. And so we can get really frustrated with that. And we struggle with whether or not God really loves us. And we keep going back to those childlike areas of our lives to say that we can't believe it unless or if. And so we want to have it proved all the time. So when you think about kids, you know, they test you. And they say, well, if you really did this, then I would really know you loved me. And this is where that if only then concept occurs. And we do it with so many arenas in our life. We do that, well, if they did this, then I would do this. Well, if that happened, then I could have this. If they did this, then I would feel like this. And so it's this if only then issue that we want to be very careful about. Because that's making up something that you've imagined, that if it happens, then you'll be happy. And I want you to think about the people that have won the lottery are very unhappy people. See, they didn't have to do anything to get that. It just, they won the lottery. And most of them have really, really struggled. And it has not been a good thing that they won the lottery. So how would you feel if you had to prove yourself all the time? Now, I don't mind doing that because I know the people that are coming into my office really need to know they can trust me. So that doesn't offend me. Doesn't offend me at all. Now, if people that know me very well and have known me for a very long period of time, they all of a sudden flip on me like, I don't know if I can trust you anymore, Cynthia. Now, that's a problem. That would really be a problem. And so I want you to think about this. You know, we need to be living in reality, and many times it can feel harsh and stoic and scary, maybe even impossible. But we're going to figure out how to do this and how to do it well. So join me in the last segment as we talk more about this idea of, do you believe in me? Well, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me today. You're listening to Conversations with Cynthia. Thank you so much for letting your friends and family know about the show. And I'm happy to say that pretty soon I'm going to have a YouTube channel, which will let you to actually be able to interact as well and, give me questions that you can maybe, you know, and I can then allow some answers for them. So I'm excited to do that and want to keep you abreast of that. So today we've been talking about this idea of, why don't you believe me? And what I want you to really think about when it comes to this is trusting and believing in humans, that humans need this more than they ever really understood. And so it's very important that we say to ourselves, I need to take the risk of trusting or the risk of believing, but I want to make sure that it's a good risk. And that doesn't mean that you have to like go through every single piece of the whole entire thing before you launch. It means that you be realistic about it and know there is a level of risk in this. And I'm willing to go forward. So this is where we think about this idea. We need to be adult enough to know, what we're believing in. And if it's not the inner child part of us, then this is where we want to make sure that, hey, that little kid inside of me that wishes all the time, that's not the one I'm consulting. I need to find the adult part of me, the adult part of me that says, you know, as much as I would like to think that could happen, I don't think it's possible. And I have to be adult enough to say no. and I'll accept the fact that maybe there's going to be some grief and loss process, but I don't feel good about that process. And so this is where the nature of relationship, you have to understand that we build it with one another. And when we're building these relationships, it doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we don't get hurt or let down. But think about this. God is a man, and he doesn't lie. So we can trust him. So don't think it's a little ridiculous that we trust people sometimes. I mean, really, I think this is crazy, that we trust people more than we would trust God. But I do understand it, because God is that ethereal thing. We can't really touch him. We can't really see him. We can't, like, sit on his lap or something, right? So I want you to think about this the idea of trusting people more than we would trust God. Now, I'm with you on it. I'd like to be able to see what I'm trusting. I do. I want it to manifest in front of me. I want to be sure that it's a sure thing, because I don't want to get hurt. Well, that's everybody, okay? Everybody is afraid to trust. Everybody's afraid they'll get hurt. Everybody's afraid they might make a fool of themselves. Everybody's afraid they're going to lose something. So many things in your life determine your choices. And I'm wanting you to have fewer regrets. So we need to practice being an adult and understand what and who we're believing in, and recognizing that this is a world that's very complicated and sometimes incredibly dangerous. So one of the biggest needs in our world is to be able to be an adult. We need to be an adult. And that doesn't mean I go around apologizing all the time. It doesn't mean that I have to be stoic. And it doesn't mean that I can't have fun and I can't take risks and do something really silly or stupid. You know, that it's not about that. It's about the kind of person that I am, so that if I am being true to myself, I have less things to clean up. Now, I am not perfect. I have no problem apologizing to people, and I do it, you know, if it's necessary, because that person is of value to me. I don't like messing up, though. I'll tell you, I don't like it at all. I would love to be perfect, at least I think. And so what you want to consider is you need to know what you believe in. See, belief is always a risk. Now, I know that God is a good risk, so I repeatedly practice trusting him and believing in him. I don't always extend that to other humans. See, the adult part of me has to figure out if that human is a good risk, which usually means that I have to risk in order to find out, right? So sometimes, maybe, you know, I've been there several times when I thought it was going well and I thought it was a healthy risk, and then I found out that I didn't read it the way that I should have, or I was too, you know, emotional about it, or I was too available, or I kind of just let, you know, well, I kind of like this person, so I think it'll be fine. And that is something that we have to be very, very careful about. So when people test you and they say, well, if you really did this, then I would know you really loved me, you know, that kind of stuff, I want you to think about that. That's not healthy human relationships. This isn't about a, you know, give or take. This is always a risk to risk on humans. So I want you to think about it. How would you feel if you had to prove yourself time and time and time again? And it seems that no matter, you know, what you do, it never lingers. It's not good enough, and you have to keep doing it so that the person actually believes it, but they can't seem to hold on to the belief. Well, why would that be? A lot of that has to do with fear. See, if I truly believe someone, I can truly be harmed and I can truly be let down. But what happens if I don't, right? If I don't, and someone that I know, someone that I believe in, then I'm actually going to hurt who they are, and they're not going to want to risk again. So I want to make sure that even if the person hurt me, if they are part of the you know, group that I have, that I trust, then I'm going to give them an opportunity to fix it. So Christ talked so often with his disciples and to followers and to people as to why. He constantly proved to them who he was and what his intentions were about. Imagine how exhausting it was for him to constantly have to prove himself. Well, do you have history with God? Do you have history with Christ? Do you have history with your friends, with your doctor, with your neighbor? All those things I've done well because you can relax and believe that even if at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that I'm going to walk away. And so it means that I'm going to continue to hang in there. So I want you to think about this. Is your fear just because you've had situations in your past that felt uncomfortable? Or is the fear of trusting valid? See, I don't want you just to immediately go to, I can't trust anybody until they show me that they're trustworthy. I don't want you to continue to live that kind of a life. I want you to remind yourself that, hey, I can give people a chance. I can say no anytime I want. I can say yes if I want. I can ask questions. And so this is why I remind myself, I don't want to keep knocking myself down at the knees and taking something away from myself because of my fear. And so I need to let people show me their intentions. And I need to be willing to recognize that it could be a really big risk. But what happens if I don't believe in something? That, see, Christ talked so often to his disciples and to his followers, to people, as to why he was constantly proving himself to them. And he was constantly telling them his intentions. Imagine how exhausting that is to constantly have to prove yourself. So do you have history with God? Do you have history with Christ? Do you have history with your friends? Right? Do you have history with, you know, the neighbors? Do you have history with your pets? See, we have this new little dog. She weighs maybe 3 pounds or something. She's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And she has so much energy. But we also have a cat. So this has been very interesting in our home because we have a cat that is extremely skittish. And then we have this little dog who just wants to be friendly. And so this is where I look at these two little creatures and I think, wow, they're braver than most people. Because this little dog, he keeps trying to make friends with the cat. And the cat is actually maybe coming around. And so this is where we want to make sure we need to be adults enough to know what we're believing in. And if it's the inner child part of us, and we just want things to happen, then we need to make sure that, hey, where's the adult part of me that says, I'm going to wait a little bit with this. I'm going to research a little bit. I'm going to see where this is going before I go full in. But I'm not going to just say no first and make people encourage me to say yes. So think about the amount of trust we have in just this one little example. You go to, you know, the restaurant, you get seated, you get the menus, and so you start looking at the menu and deciding what you want to have, and you decide how much you want to have, when it comes, all these types of things. And so we put our order in, and we're believing that they'll bring it back on a plate and it'll taste very good. And every time I go to a restaurant, I faced that it's simple as adults. We need to be adult enough to know what we're believing. So if I'm going to a restaurant I've never been before, it would be kind of ridiculous for me to say, oh yeah, this is going to be great. Now, it's great to be with my friends, but I might be a little skeptical about the menu. And that's not bad. See, it's not bad to want people to prove things to you. In relationships with my husband, I constantly reinforce the things that I know help him to feel good, safe, honored, wanted, respected. And so I work on that. He works on that with me. Even this morning, we had the issue with the little teeny 3-pound dog wanting to play with the really big, she's a big cat. We had to pull it apart. We had to make sure that nobody's getting hurt in this process because it's a new process in our house. So this is where I want you to understand there's nothing wrong with having to prove who you are. Now, if you have to consistently prove it because you've got someone that is too afraid to actually believe, then you may need to make some different decisions, which means that, hey, you know, I don't know why you don't believe in me. I don't know why you are still scared. We've been in this relationship for 9 months now. I don't know what more I can do. Maybe we need to take a time out, and maybe you can see a therapist and see why you can't move forward. And those are very healthy adult conversations to have. There's no condemnation. We're not shaming the person. We're not shaming ourselves. We're not doing something that we really don't feel comfortable with. And this is where we want to make sure that we remind ourselves that God doesn't lie. Now, we lie. We do. But we want to work on not lying and saying, I can be brave enough to say what I mean what I say, and know that people can trust my intentions and trust my motives. So this is Cynthia Hyatt with Conversations with Cynthia. Always so glad to share time with you. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
We hope this past hour has been encouraging, motivating, and inspiring to you. The messages and teachings shared during the show are given as a way to reach you, the listener, with ideas and insights on how you may not only improve your life, but have more successful and meaningful relationships as you become the best version of you. Cynthia is available as a keynote speaker or guest speaker for your corporate or spiritual events. Cynthia is able to customize a message for any audience attending a meeting, retreat, or conference. In addition to this, she oftentimes partners her messages with music, as she is a singer and musician. Please contact her through her website at cynthiahyatt.com. If you missed any part of this program, you can download the most current show from her website at cynthiahyatt.com or hear a replay on your favorite podcast server. Please take a moment to visit her Facebook page at Cynthia Hyatt Incorporated and leave your ideas and comments about today's show. Now, be your own best version.